Two men in a six pack starts in 3, 2, 1. Welcome, two men and a six-pack listeners, to the episode 39. That's getting really close to 52, which means we recorded one every week of the year, getting close to it. I remember just like yesterday, Trevor, when we started, we were watching the ACC tournament. But this is episode 39. I got my man Trevor back after a couple...
I'm back.
I'm
world traveler.
Siestas.
Yes. Been sleeping for 2 weeks.
All right. Got Bob Mills of Bob Mills Mitsubishi. Did I say it correctly?
Yes.
No. Close.
I did not?
Okay. Pretty close.
Bobby Mills of Bob Mills Mitsubishi.
Yes, sir.
And I'm driving one of their vehicles right now, which is not a Mitsubishi, but my car's been in the shop for about a week now. But they're doing a damn fine job on it. Just wanted to let you know that they're doing a great job, and it'll be out tomorrow. So I appreciate it, Bobby. I appreciate you looking out for me.
Trying.
We got Nick Kraft, a.k.a. Douglas Snodgrass, just hanging in the back. And then we got Gray Goodson, who is here for until he's going back to school tomorrow to UNC Chapel Hill to represent the Goodson clan up in Chapel Hill on a daily basis and be a little more studious than his father was up there. So I want to thank Twin Peaks, Mike, and your staff. You have given us just a ton of food as normal, as usual. Everything's good. Boys were a little disappointed there wasn't any nacho and cheese dip, but hey, man, it's okay. Everything else was awesome. Also, want to thank SportsCarolinaMonthly.com for in-depth daily coverage on the Panthers, Hornets, ACC, and NASCAR, and more. Visit SportsCarolinaMonthly.com. Why am I pumping them? Because they are redistributing this podcast all over the state of North Carolina. These guys are based out of Triad, and they've been doing it for a couple weeks, and our listenership is growing every week.
Exponentially.
So exponentially. I can't even tell you how many. I can, but I'd have to kill you. But anyway, so before we start the show, we're going to do something kind of different. I'm going to announce it on the show. You listen to the podcast. You got to our Facebook page this week. So we're going to do something kind of different next Sunday. So we're going to have the two men and a six-pack Listener Choice Awards. That's going to be the title of it. Two Men and a Six Pack Listener Choice Awards. So next Sunday night, so I'm going to announce it here, and then I'll put it on the Facebook page, and I need for you guys to vote, and I'll remind y'all about voting and stuff like that. So next week, okay, so for the record, Twin Peaks has the best everything.
They're the pros.
They are on a different level. They are Hall of Fame level. They are John Gruden before John Gruden came back to coach again.
They're okay. College basketball.
Right? They are the LeBron James of NBA basketball. You are correct. Okay. So yeah. Twin Peaks, let's just set the stage. Twin Peaks has the best everything.
Okay.
But because we want to find out who also ran.
Yeah, who comes in second.
We're gonna start a Twin Peaks Listener Choice Awards.
Can we call it the Buffalo Bills Award?
The Buffalo Bills Award, or the Colin Kaepernick Participation Award. All right, so next week, we're going to sample. The question on the Facebook page and tonight is, who has the best pizza in town? All right, so Facebook, so you can go to Facebook. You can comment on the Two Men and a Six Pack Facebook page. We'll put something out there. I'll shoot it out in the email. But we want you to go on there, and we want you to vote on who has the best pizza in town. We're going to take the top. I'll let it run through like Friday or Saturday of next week. We're going to take the top two vote getters. We're going to eat pizza next week from those two places, and we are going to confirm or deny who has the best pizza according to Two Men and a Six-Pack listeners and your Two Men and a Six-Pack host. So that's what we're doing. Does everybody understand that? So y'all can go out and vote as well. So if you think it's Pizza Hut, Pizza Inn, they don't know me anymore, Lazaro's, Hungry Howie's with Ass Slapper Matt Cross. if you think it's, somebody said that Sam's has good pizza.
That's a great pizza.
Credo's, you got Angry Ginger. So y'all just go out and you just go to Facebook. if you want to, if you're not smart enough to go to Facebook and find the 2 minute six pack page, just text me, email me, call me. But we're going to take the top two vote getters next week, and we're going to eat pizza next week, and we're going to make the decision, the 2 minute six pack listener choice awards. Everybody got it?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's move on to the show. Birthdays. 1937. You're going to say it. We know nobody that was born in 1937.
It's a good year.
College football coach, the mighty midget, Lou Holtz. Started his head coaching career at William & Mary. Then on to NC State for about 3 years. Spent a year with the New York Jets. They didn't really care for him as much like the other 82 other coaches that they've had. Arkansas, Minnesota. Notre Dame, where he won a national championship in 1988. He retired for a brief time, and it was just in his blood. Came back and coached South Carolina for a little while. Little success with them, but had a, you know, made some bowls. Born this day, 1937. Only coach to lead six different teams to bowl games and have four different teams in the top 20. And I went back and was counting the college teams he coached. He only coached six college teams. So how could he have six with William & Mary? Back when he coached William & Mary, they actually were in the Southern Conference, and they made the Tangerine Bowl. So they were actually eligible for a bowl at that time. It wasn't the FCS playoff like that. So anyway, 1961, born on this day. NFL Hall of Famer and current sports analyst Howie Long of the L.A. Oakland Raiders. Second-round draft pick, 1981. Played 12 years for the Raiders, 8-time Pro Bowler, NFL Defensive Player of the Year, and Super Bowl champion in Super Bowl 33.
And has two sons.
And has two sons playing right now on the TV against each other with the score 10-9 still.
10-15.
What score? Oh, the hell, Bears scored a touchdown and they're going for two?
Yeah.
How about that? Okay. Finally, born on this date. I can mention Ndamukong Suh, who was born on this day. I can mention the Uber spokesperson, Jameson Winston, that was born on that was born on this day. But I want to mention this dude because he is truly a stud. Born in 1984, Kevin Strahl. No one knows who he is at this table. I can tell you that right now. Known as the L.A. Beast, he is a professional competitive eater with 2.2 million YouTube subscribers. He found his calling after he realized he could drink a gallon of milk at one time and not get sick. Disgusting. That is freaking crazy.
I'd be sick for a week.
So now you see why I put him as a birthday.
Yeah. Wow. He might be.
Yeah. Instead of the week. Yeah. Guinness World Records. He is in the Guinness Book of World Records. Most chicken nuggets eaten in a 3 minute span. Most powdered donuts consumed in a 3 minute span. And the fastest to drink a 32 ounce bottle of maple syrup.
Oh. Gross.
That, and he did it in like 10 seconds.
But it feels awful.
Something stupid.
That's got to be
bad. Oh, gosh.
Chick-fil-A chicken nuggets, maybe.
Yeah, that's crazy. Wow. So, Kevin Stroud, he's a badass.
Yeah.
All right, this date in sports. This is one of the life-changing experiences that Trevor's had in his life. For those of you who don't remember or don't know or don't care or forgot, Trevor's love of basketball and UNC Tar Heels is closely followed by his love for figure skating.
Dear God.
And on this date in 1994, figure skater Nancy Kerrigan was attacked by Tonya Harding's bodyguard. Harding, who was just an overall ugly, bit butchy-looking chick, was a rival of Kerrigan's.
No relation.
That happened today. There might be a relation because I've got a rapid fire coming up, Trevor. No just letting you know. Also on this day, 1 year ago today, John Gruden returned to the sidelines and became the head coach again of the Oakland Las Vegas Raiders after a decade away from football. Gruden signed a 10-year, $100 million contract. This year, with the Raiders going 4-12, that was $2.5 million per win.
Pretty solid.
Do you think they got the money's worth?
Not yet.
Yeah, not
yet. They will.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway. All right, let's move on. NFL playoffs. So, I know you guys were at a wedding yesterday, or several of y'all were, but there were some games going on yesterday. Let's just talk about impressions, Colts versus Texans. Does anybody want to talk about that? Did y'all get to watch that, or were y'all at the wedding?
No, but I called the Colts winning last week.
Yeah, Colts winning.
Andrew Luck's on fire.
Trevor, did you get to watch it?
I watched most of it, yeah.
What thoughts?
Andrew Luck. Took a year off to get healthy.
So, great stat here. I'm thinking that the Colts GM, Chris Ballard, is going to make drafting offensive linemen sexy again. The number one draft pick, that Quentin Nelson, the guard from Notre Dame, he's a beast. Great stat. Can't claim that I had it, but my son, Greg Goodson, told me while we were watching today, worse the first. Last year, the Colts gave up more sacks than any other team in the NFL.
I saw that.
This year, they gave up the least. Pretty freaking impressive. Now, Luck was out last year, all of last year. But I'm not attributing that to him. I'm going to attribute that to...
He gets some credit for it.
Well, but. I mean, they did say that with Frank Wright coming in, he's learned to release the ball quicker and dink and dunk a little bit more than trying to go for the home run ball. But I'm attributing it to that Quentin Nelson dude and maybe some... Maybe it's a combination.
It's a combo.
But the Quentin Nelson made All-Pro as a rookie.
Wow.
Many are saying that he potentially could be the rookie offensive player of the year. That's how dominant he's been.
But, of course, you and I would certainly vote for him because you know we're former linemen.
We're big fat linemen. And he
Svelte.
He really, I mean, but like you said, Andrew Luck, 21-0 at halftime. I mean, they didn't have to score anymore after that. It was just Deshaun Watson looked like a deer in headlights. We were watching the game. He made right near the end of the half. He tried to thread the needle. It was a fourth down in the end zone. He tried to thread the needle to Hopkins. And it was just...
The one in the end zone?
Yeah.
Right in the dirt.
Horrible. It was a horrible throw. But the thing about it, they didn't even need to go to the end zone.
Right.
They had time. They could have gotten a first down without going to the end zone. I don't know. It was just terrible pass, terrible play call. And if you weren't kind of disgusted with that game, then you had to watch the Cowboys and Seahawks that night. Boring game. I pull for the Cowboys because I'm not a Pete Carroll fan. I don't like Pete Carroll, that rah-rah, sis-boom-bah stuff in the NFL. Just it flies for about three or four games, and then they want you to be able
Plus,
to
Plus, I mean, how hard can you chew gum?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. I mean, you're absolutely right.
He's got to be sore after every game.
Bill Carroll's still going.
Yes.
So they won 24-22, I think. So they put points on the board, but it's just, you know, the Cowboys used to be fun to watch. They're just not, to me, they're not fun to watch anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So, what, I mean, did y'all watch that game?
No.
You were drinking beers or alcohol or mixed drinks heavily at that time?
No, I just wasn't interested.
Interested in Cowboys season?
Watched Zeke Elliott.
Watch
him stiff arm Griffin into the dirt.
Yeah. I mean, you picking on a guy with
Cowboys.
No, that's his brother.
The Cowboys have been better off losing the battle to win the war and getting Lincoln Riley and not winning these, being in the playoffs, but.
I've got a rapid-fire question about the Cowboys and Jerry Jones and Jason Garrett coming up. So
Jason Garrett just doubled his total playoff wins.
So, it's interesting you bring that up. Since 2008, did you read my sheet?
Uh-uh.
This is awesome. Since 2008, obviously, that's 10 years. The Cowboys have been in the playoff 9 times. Their record, actually, that should be 1998. That's a misprint. Since 1998, they have been in there 9 times. So in the last 20 years, they've been in the playoffs 9 times. Their record during that time, 3-8. That's counting yesterday's win. They just, you know, not all those are on Jason Garrett, obviously, but they just lay an egg. I mean, they won yesterday. They're going to be going doing it. Do we know who they're playing yet? They'll either be playing.
It depends on this.
It depends on this game. So if the Bears win,
they'll
go to New Orleans, which will be an L, even though they did beat New Orleans earlier on in the year. And if
the Eagles
win, then they'll go to the Rams, which will probably still be an L.
Yep.
But yeah, so, Jason Garrett only had one playoff win before yesterday.
Yeah.
So how long has he been there?
What, 6-7 years?
Too long.
Too long. So anyway. So let's talk about today's games. Chargers Ravens. Another absolutely
news fest.
If you fell asleep in the first and third any time during the first through three quarters and you woke up at the end of the game and saw the score, you would say, "What in the hell happened?" Because I mean it was legitimately the most boring.
Lamar Jackson had -2 yards passing in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. No, in the third quarter. No,
in the fourth quarter. In the fourth quarter, he was at -2 yards.
Yeah, pass. So you're talking about that. So the first three quarters, he had passed for 25 yards. He had rushed for 40 yards. He was 3 of 9 passing and throwing one interception in the first three quarters. And then in the fourth quarter, he threw for 169 yards, had 14 yards rushing, and was 11 for 20. And everybody goes, he had a great fourth quarter and led a comeback. We were talking about this before we started. The Chargers defense was not playing the same type of defense they played the first three quarters.
No, you and I could have thrown a couple.
They were giving them 15-yard passes. They were letting them move up and down the field, and they were letting them get those short passes.
Keep the clock moving.
To keep the clock moving. But I'm going to tell you this, and I told, because I know Phillip Rivers is your boy, they're going to New England next week. The Chargers had one touchdown and five field goals.
Mm. Yeah.
If the Chargers put threes on the board instead of sixes, Phillip Rivers is going to be 0-8 all time.
He took the blame for it. After the game, they need to put the ball in the end zone.
They got to put the ball in the end zone, man.
So the over and under is probably 37 or 8. If it's above 38 degrees, they might have a chance to win.
Yeah, and the other thing that got me about this, the refereeing at one point, did you see that the sequence when the Chargers had the ball near the end of the third quarter? Horrible, 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 horrible. They had it second down. They threw a swing pass to JJ and TJ Watt's brother, who plays for the Chargers. Yeah. Is he like a fullback or whatever? Yeah. He caught the ball and proceeded to kind of roll towards the end zone.
For a touchdown.
I thought it was a touchdown. If not, it should have been on the 1-inch line.
Yeah.
So they reviewed the call and they spotted the ball at the 1-yard line, which was we were watching the game and I was like, what are they thinking about?
It was a travesty.
Then they came back the next play, and they handed it to Melvin Gordon, and he got tripped, fell into the end zone, and fumbled the ball. The Ravens picked it up and ran it back all the way. They kept blowing the whistle. I mean,
they ran all the way back.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it was just that whole series of events was just very awkward. I just felt like the refs were. I mean, I don't know.
Sucked.
Yeah, the refs just sucked.
I mean, they have a fumble there. Ravens ball could be a different game.
You know, but you're talking about, you know, the Chargers defense dominated. Lamar Jackson, they had three first downs going into the fourth quarter. They had zero first downs in the third quarter. They had three first downs all in the first half. Third quarter, zero first downs.
Mm. If Lamar Jackson's quarterback for the Ravens next year, they did not make the playoffs.
No, they suck. They're going to suck.
Yeah. Flacco went 4-for-10 his first playoff. Interception, they lost. Then he's a Super Bowl champion.
Yeah, but Flacco can throw the ball. Lamar Jackson can't throw.
Plus, he had Ray Lewis.
Teams are going to figure him out, too.
They don't make the playoffs next year if he's quarterback.
He made the playoffs.
Next year.
Let's put it on the line right here on audio, on digital audio. If Lamar Jackson is the Ravens' starting quarterback next year, do they make the playoffs? Yes or no, Trevor? Say it loudly into the mic so I can hear you.
Yes.
Yes, Bob.
Absolutely no. And just to chime in what Gray said, the NFL figures them out.
They figure if you can't throw the ball, they figure you out. My response to that is absolutely not. They don't make the playoffs, and midway through the year, Lamar Jackson gets benched.
How'd he go 6-1? Their defense was that good?
Yeah, their defense is the number one defense in the NFL.
They didn't. I guess they only gave up five field goals. They held them at the 1-yard line too. But I still think he gets it done.
All right, well, we'll see. Now, Eagles and Bears, is it still – what's the score? 15-10. How much time?
Just got the ball back about 7 minutes left.
7 minutes left. This has been a pretty good game. Khalil Mack is a beast.
Mm-hmm.
Raquan Smith is a beast. Mm. Danny Trevathan is a beast.
Mitch Trubisky is not a beast.
Mitch Trubisky is not a beast, but he's the Trent Dilfer.
He's not losing the game.
He's not losing the game.
Dilfer is way better.
I think he's better than Trent Dilfer.
I think he's got a better arm than Trent Dilfer.
He's definitely faster.
He's definitely
Wiry.
Definitely went to a better school.
Definitely.
What else does he have for? He's got a better name, Trubisky. I mean, that's a better name.
I mean, better hair.
Better Trent hair.
He's got the ring.
What now?
He's got a ring.
He does have a ring.
Who? Trent Dilfer?
Yeah, he got a ring.
How many years was he in the NFL before he got in the ring?
I've got no idea.
Yeah, you don't. And Mitch Trubisky is in his second year, and he could very well have a ring. So
Russell Wilson's got a ring too.
Oh, yeah, that guy that went to Wisconsin, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to watch this unfold, and we'll keep you in the loop. It's 15-10 with
six and a half
to go. So plowing into next week, we got Colts versus Chiefs, Chargers at New England. Tell me your prediction, Colts and Chiefs. Bobby.
I kind of want to pull for the Colts, but I'm going to stick with the Chiefs on that one.
I'm going for the Colts. Andrew Luck and Colts are the hottest thing going right now. Bob.
I thought you just said that Philadelphia was the hottest team.
Well, they, in the NFC, I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah, in the NFC, they are the hottest team right now in the NFC.
It's not one and only.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the Colts get beat.
You think they get
beat? I think the Chiefs are going to get it done.
You think the Chiefs?
Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs.
Patrick Mahomes. Who you
I'm
got?
I'm taking the Colts. Andrew Luck's hot, but so is their defense. That's what nobody's
Yeah, their defense.
About.
Yeah. Yeah, their defense.
Number one in the league since they started 1-5.
Yep. They drafted another rookie on the other side of the ball, plays another linebacker from South Carolina State, leading tackler in the AFC or NFL?
In the NFL.
In the NFL. That's leading them. So
I think Andy Reid, though, is an underappreciated coach. I mean, he'll have that Waffle House menu out and just kill on it.
Right. We'll see. But the one thing that
they have the All-Star special.
Yeah.
But the one thing that the Chiefs don't have, I mean, they're going. They can. The thing about it is the Chiefs' defense is going to have to stop the Colts' offense.
Yeah.
No, so, they won't.
Oh, you don't think it will?
No, they can get scored.
They might play make it take it.
We'll see what happens. Chargers, New England. Who you got at New England?
I'm going with my heart this time. I said the Chargers will do to beat New England.
Jesus.
Tom well, Brady. They are in his career. Phil Rivers, 0-7.
They're doing
okay. I'm going to reserve this one for last. Who you got, Trevor?
Tom Brady.
Who you got, Bob?
Yeah, Bill Belichick. He's just too good.
I like the Chargers as well.
There you go, Greg.
So like two and two. I'm going to break the tie, man, and say because I hate the freaking New England Patriots. almost as much as I hate the freaking Ohio State Buckeyes, which is almost as much as I hate the McDuke Blue Devils, I'm going for the Chargers.
There we go, baby.
There we go.
Only panel in America that's picking the Chargers over the Patriots.
Yeah, how about that?
I'm pulling for the Chargers, though.
So, one other little NFL news. So, there's still currently, we've been talking about this, currently 8 vacant coaching jobs. Mm. So, I'm going to go through these. And I want you to tell me if you can – I'm going to read these in a certain order, and I want you to tell me if you can tell me what kind of order I'm reading them in. Tampa Bay, Miami, Cincinnati, Arizona, Denver, Green Bay, the Jets, and the Browns.
Reverse order, what's the best job?
That's exactly right. That came out earlier this week, a poll of former coaches, players, former players – just based on the climate around with the teams, based on salary cap. The Browns have a hell of an amount of salary cap, and so do the Jets. That is actually – so the number one job that they're saying is the Browns. Number two is the Jets. Number three is Green Bay. The only reason the Green Bay is there is because Aaron Rodgers. Right. They said the thing I said, you better bring a psychiatrist with you to help you with Aaron Rodgers. Number four is Denver because of the because of their defense. Then, actually, the bottom four, Tampa Bay, Miami, Cincinnati, and Arizona, they all were tied. Me, personally, I think the best job on that list is Cincinnati. You know why?
Then you don't have to win.
No. If Marvin Lewis can struggle for 16 freaking years and not do shit, that is the most job secure. You don't have to freaking win. You can go 500 and freaking keep your job.
Forever.
I mean, think about that. So I think Cincinnati Bengals are the top job. Bottom three. Who you think the bottom three is?
I would take Miami and Arizona. Those would be the bottom two by far.
Arizona's got to be the worst.
And I have to go Cincinnati. I think Tampa Bay's got a better chance than them.
Really? So I think Arizona.
Arizona's got to be the worst.
And I think Arizona and Tampa Bay. I mean, your choices at quarterback for Tampa Bay are Jameis Winston or Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Give me Fitzmagic all day long.
Fitzmagic put numbers up this year.
Yeah.
He went to Harvard.
All the times he put those numbers up, and then he also was throwing interceptions.
But if you look at the top three all have a quarterback, and that's the difference, and that's why they're ranked as the top three.
And I was wrong about the Browns and Baker Mayfield. I guess he's pretty good.
I remember somebody sitting around this table, it wasn't you, Bob, or Bobby, that was on their bandwagon from day one that bought a Cleveland Brown shirt. Oh, that was me.
Oh, that was you.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, and he could have a sophomore slump, and so could the Jets quarterback, where we know Aaron Rodgers is not going to have a sophomore slump.
No, that's a good point.
So, I think that's why I think Green Bay is a better job than those other two, just for sheer fact Aaron Rodgers has proved himself.
Touche.
Now, Ryan Fitzpatrick did score the highest of all time for quarterbacks for NFL.
On the Wonderlic?
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Okay.
At the NFL draft,
yeah,
they give you the Wonderlic test.
Okay.
And,
yeah.
They rate you.
Mm-hmm.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Well, he is a Harvard graduate.
Yes.
Right? Excellent. All right, move on. College football. Tomorrow night, Santa Clara, California, Levi's Stadium. One of the people around here said, who plays in Levi's Stadium? And I had to tell him that it was the San Francisco 49ers. Why they're having it in a Northern California, where it's going to be 50 freaking degrees outside, potential of rain. on natural grass field. I have no clue, but
they knew who was playing the championship 2 years ago.
That's the NCAA.
I know what I'm saying, and they knew who was playing it.
I don't understand. Yeah. So anyway, this is round three, though. Round three in the championship game where they've met Bama and Clemson. So we're going to break this down by position real quick. Just real quick, I'm going to call this out, and you tell me who has the edge based on position. Who has a better quarterback?
Bama.
Better quarterback. This isn't rapid fire, but y'all tell me.
Bama.
Clemson.
Clemson.
Okay, if you're going to participate, come over here. Okay, offensive line.
Bama.
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 Skill positions.
Clemson.
Clemson. They got a freshman that's just Clemson. Unreal wide receiver. Yeah.
I'd say Clemson as well.
You were, okay, overall offense.
Bama.
Bama. First off,
yeah, Bama.
I'd say Clemson.
Clemson actually averaged more points per game during the year. They also played in the ACC. But it's tight. As you see, if you start breaking it down by that, it's tight. So let's go D-line without the suspended players.
Clemson.
Clemson.
Even without the suspended players.
Mm-hmm. Alabama.
Okay. Linebackers.
Bama.
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 Secondary.
Clemson.
Clemson.
I think Clemson.
Y'all were right. Well, not right. The experts had Clemson for defensive line, Bama for linebackers, and Bama for secondary. Hmm. Overall defense.
I'm sure they put Bama.
Bama. Yeah.
Bama.
I'm going to Clemson.
Okay. Bama's favored by 5.5 now. It started off at 6.5, 7. Down to 5.5. Over and under is 58. If you had to pick one key to the whole game, one key, just one key, starting, who wants to go first? What's one key to the game for – what's one key for the game for Clemson to win?
Turnover ratio.
Yeah.
Turnover ratio.
I think they're that close.
Stopping the run.
What do you think?
I think just Trevor Lawrence keeping it going. If he keeps it going like he is, I think they're hard to stop.
I think if the Clemson offensive line can give Trevor Lawrence time to throw the ball, in my opinion, he's a better quarterback than Tua.
Do you think Clemson needs a plus one or a plus two turnover ratio to win?
I think they need to be at least even or plus one.
Yeah.
They need to win the turnover. They need to not lose the turnover battle. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're going to run on Alabama like they run on everybody. Mm. Their wide receivers, they got two stud wide receivers, and they can get up and go get the ball.
I mean, I think Bama's obviously more tested from the season. I think Clemson's season was not that difficult in playing the ACC.
I think this was out of they've met four times now, three times. This will be the third time in the national championship game. Mm-hmm. I think this will legitimately be the two most even teams when they've met out of any of the other three national championship games.
Yeah.
But with that said, I'm still going with Bama. I don't think Bama's is going to cover it, but I think they're going to win.
Do you think they're more even now because Dabo's grown that much?
I think they are, and I read something or saw something. I mean, Dabo, the best form of flattery is copying something.
Mm-hmm.
Dabo basically said, we're built just like Alabama.
Yeah.
I mean, that's they're built. They're built just like Alabama.
I mean, if he beats Nick Saban this year, has he now got the edge on Nick Saban head-to-head? If you had to pick which coach to take?
No, I'd still pick Saban.
Okay.
I mean,
he wins this year.
Yeah,
I'd
still pick Saban.
Yeah, I'd still pick Saban.
Okay.
I mean, his body of work the last 10 years has been pretty good.
Unbelievable.
They're not anointing Dabo Sweeney, the best college coach after 16 games that he's played and can't hit a three from the outside. All he does is dunk. They're not doing that. but, you know.
Like a 360 dunk.
Yeah, a 360 dunk, which we're going to talk about. But I think Dabo's got a great body of work. I think he would be – I put it like this. When Nick Saban retires.
Oh, yeah. No brainer.
Dabo Sweeney will be the best coach in college football.
And he'll be going to Alabama.
And then the most up-and-coming coach in college football used to lay his head in Greenville, North Carolina. Now lays it in Norman, and that's Lincoln Riley.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which I've got some good news about him coming up here in a minute. Well, some news about them coming up.
Yeah, they said arguably the most brilliant offensive mind.
Yeah, and he's bringing over. Well, I'll
D coordinator.
Yeah,
okay.
I'll talk about it right now. So craziness. So is Ruffin heading back to Greenville, or is he being put out to pasture? I don't know. Alex Grinch, co-D coordinator, Ohio State, has left the Buckeyes to become the new D coordinator at for Lincoln Riley at OU. If you do not follow college football, this dude is a stud. The only reason Ohio State's defense was not better than what they were this year because he was co-defensive coordinator with the Shiano dude that used to coach at Rutgers and then was going to be for this job, but whatever. But he was co-D coordinator. This dude is a stud. He is absolute stud. He's leaving Columbus, Ohio after 1 year. He was at Washington State before that, and he was such a badass. Urban Meyer hired him after 3 years at Washington State, came over here, and he's considered the Lincoln Riley of the defensive side of the ball. So he's coming to Norman, Oklahoma next year. So maybe next year they'll only give up maybe 35 points a game.
So Lincoln got him via the Mike Leach connection.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right. So anyway. Also, this is pretty neat. After weeks of rumors, now this is some good news for the Ohio State University, which I really don't care, but I'm going to talk about it. Georgia backup QB, Justin Fields, the number two overall recruit in 2018 behind Trevor Lawrence, announced that he will transfer to Ohio State. And I've got some pretty good info coming up about that. Now, that's all based on that. That furthers the speculation that Dwayne Haskins is going to declare for the draft, which is going to set up a pretty good QB battle because Ohio State already has a redshirt sophomore there whose last name is Martell. His first name escapes me. Tate Martell, who Justin Fields was the number two overall recruit, but he was number one dual threat quarterback in the 18 recruiting draft. Tate Martell was the number one dual threat quarterback in the 17 recruiting class, and he is at Ohio State. So it's going to set up a pretty interesting quarterback battle. Fields is pushing to get this NCAA relief transfer because of some racial stuff that went on. He played baseball as well, and he's petitioning to the NCAA, so he may actually come in and play in the spring and not have to sit out a year. So as we're looking here, Philadelphia 10, Chicago 15,
fourth and goal.
A minute left, fourth and goal on the 1 or 2 yard line of the Bears. We're going to keep following this. We're going to keep talking, but we're going to keep following this because they're out of timeout. So also, final college football news. College football playoff executive director Bill Hancock, when asked about the possibilities of playoff expansion, responded, "I don't see it happening." So we are not going to have more than four teams.
That sucks.
I don't agree. We're
eight,
not going to have
eight would be perfect.
Eight, it's not bizarre. Yeah. It's just
So we're not going to have it. So we're gonna while we're recording, we're gonna watch this. So if y'all are watching and you're not watching the game,
Nick Foles throws touchdown.
So here we go. It's fourth and goal on the looks like the 2 yard line, 3 yard line, a minute left.
Pickoff.
This is right the here. Ball game. He rolls out to the right. He slings
touchdown.
Touchdown.
Wow. Nick Foles, baby.
Touchdown. Nick Foles.
Wow. They still got a minute.
The Eagles are up 16-15. So now Mitchell Trubisky is. We'll see if Mitchell Trubisky can lead the Bears back down with a minute left in the game.
1 minute drill.
They're going for two. So we'll see what happens, and let's get back to our podcast, which is
and that's another thing. Nick Foles versus Carson Wentz.
So here we go. College basketball. Christmas, New Year's here, so now is the start of college basketball.
Yes.
And this weekend marked the opening weekend of conference play in the ACC. State and Miami actually opened it up this past Thursday night. Pac won a pretty good game on the road.
That was a decent game.
Syracuse defeated Notre Dame on the road. Carolina beat Pitt and former McDuke player and assistant Jeff Capel. They beat them on the road. Virginia Tech beat BC at home. Georgia Tech, who I personally think is horrible, beat Wake Forest, who is horrible. And in a top 10 matchup, UVA smothered Florida State. That was just ugly. UVA, I just don't know how they do it. Tony Bennett's a good coach.
Great. Best defensive coach, I remember.
They scored 52 points, I think, or 58 points or something like that. And,
16.
And then, I was like, how are you going to win scoring 58 points if you don't give them 40-something? Hell yeah, you're going to win.
Exactly.
And then finally, McDuke at home crushed Clemson. And Zion Williamson, according to one ESPN announcer, had the greatest dunk in the past decade. Literally, that's what the announcer said on ESPN. this morning was that it was the greatest dunk in the past decade.
It was pretty awesome.
What kind of donut was it?
It was a 360. Oh, what kind of donut? Yeah. It was a glazed donut, yeah. So, anyway. Also tonight, Miami visits Louisville. That started at 6. Not sure where we are with that. So, with that said, let's talk ACC. Just really quick, let's just kind of move around quick. Who's going to win the regular season title this year?
Virginia.
Who you got?
Duke.
Who you got?
Man, McDuke.
McDuke?
I got Virginia.
I got Duke, and they did not score the two-point conversion.
Well,
field goal will win.
So a field goal will win the game for the Bears. We will keep you in the loop. I got did I say I had Duke?
Yeah, you said McDuke.
I lied. I'm going for Virginia.
Yeah.
Freak Duke. Okay, who's going to win the tournament in Charlotte? You think do you think it's very rare that the regular season title winner wins the tournament? Mm-hmm.
Let's just go with Carolina. What the hell?
I'm going to go the dark horse, NC State.
That's not a bad pick, man.
Coach of the year.
They're not going to be bad.
He's a winner.
The Pack?
I'm going to go for somebody crazy. I'm going to go for, like, Louisville.
Ew.
I think the Hills win it.
Hills win it. All right. So, let's talk about this. And you just mentioned one. Who's going to be surprise teams at ACC this year? And I totally agree with you. NC State. You got a damn coach, dude. He's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Boston College.
Boston College? Who else?
Wolfpack.
Wolfpack.
It's hard to say a surprise team now because they're ranked so high, but Virginia Tech is
Virginia Tech's doing well. So last 2 years, the ACC has got 9 teams in the tournament, in the NCAA tournament. 9 teams. Do we do it again this year?
Yes.
I think it's stronger top to bottom.
Yeah.
All right. Freshman of the year.
Zion Williamson.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. They say his name every 4 seconds on ESPN, so it's going to be him.
It's doesn't it remind you like when LeBron was coming out? Mm. It just reminds me, and he's okay, whatever.
If he doesn't win, it'll be sabotaged by a particular Steve Goodson sending him Krispy Kreme donuts every week.
Absolutely.
Or Carolina reporters.
Player of the year.
Zion Williamson.
Kyle Guy from Virginia.
Who you think?
I gotta get Zion, unfortunately.
Okay.
I like Kyle Guy.
Yeah.
Definitely not Luke Mack.
Most hyped player of the year.
Zion. Luke May.
Zion Williamson.
Luke May.
Hands down. Shit, dude.
Luke May.
You can't.
He's preseason All-American. Dude. There's no reason he should be preseason All-American. That, to me, is hype.
Zion Williamson is hype. He's been hyped since he was 8th grade. Anyway, let's go on. Other college basketball news. Two top 6 teams lost yesterday. Number 5, Kansas, lost to Iowa State there by 17. They got hammered, 77-60. And previously unbeaten, number 6, Nevada, lost to New Mexico. They got pounded by 28?
They got pounded to the same.
85-58.
It was bad.
It was bad. That leaves only 3 unbeaten teams now. Number 2, Michigan, who I think held on to beat Indiana.
Yeah, they won 74-63.
UVA is still undefeated. And number 19, Houston, who was playing, I think, Memphis at 6 o'clock tonight. Just for the record, does anybody know who Houston's head coach is?
Heck no.
From North Carolina. From Lumberton, North Carolina.
Oh.
Was banned
Kelvin
Sampson. Okay. Banned from college basketball. Oklahoma. Used to be in Oklahoma. Did all those things. He's probably half cousins to Zion Williamson.
Max Sly played against him in high school.
Did he really?
Yeah, sure did.
I bet Kelvin's got the elbow bruises on it to prove it. So anyway.
How about speaking of Luke May? Would he be a better fit in and at Virginia?
Absolutely. Absolutely, he would be a better fit there.
Or the NFL.
He'd be a better fit at NC State, actually, probably. He'd fit right in with them. So, anyway. All right, that's what I've got. Studs and duds. Tell me who your stud is of the week. Who wants to start? We'll start here. Stud of the week, Bobby.
God, who was I just going to say? I was thinking earlier. I'm sorry.
I'll start.
Drawing a blank.
Okay.
The Colts started 1-5.
Colts 1-5. Bobby.
I got Kevin Keats, the head coach of the Wolfpack. When push comes to shove, they held the last 10 possessions. They only scored 1 bucket at Miami. Road wins are going to be precious in the ACC.
Great.
I go with Kobe White. It was an easy game, but first game on the road as a freshman. Dropped 22. Player of the game for the Heels. That was big.
And I will go with. I will tell you my selection is. But first, Chicago has the ball. First and 10, 48 seconds left on their 42-yard line. So this is coming. So we'll see as this transpires. Drop back, first and 10. Mitch Trubisky almost picked off. Okay, wow. My stud of the week, it's actually a group of studs. North Dakota State Bisons. Second straight FCS national championship yesterday with a 38-24 defeat over Eastern Washington. You say, okay, second straight, that's all right. Yeah, it's their sixth FCS national championship in the last 7 years. And their seventh overall, breaking a tie with Georgia Southern for the most. Their only defeat came during this run in 2016 when they lost to the eventual champions, James Madison, in the semifinals. Yep. And James Madison's coach is?
Mike Houston.
Who is?
He's
Houston.
Two studs of the week now that I think about it.
Okay.
Mitch is Madison. Yeah, I was going to say NC State also because of Coach Keats, and Tuesday will be a good test for him to continue as stud of the week. But I'm going to have to give it to Sean Thompson this week for getting married, actually.
He is the stud of the week. Well, actually, Chloe Brown Thompson is my stud of the week.
Well, no, it's because he married Chloe.
Yeah. Yeah, well, good point. So is she your dud of the week then?
No.
Yeah, okay. Just making sure.
Yeah, so, Sean should be a college coach because he can recruit.
Yeah, he can recruit, and that's what Lane Kiffin has said flat out. So as we were talking, the Bears, Mitchell Trubisky completed
an interception.
No, did not. He threw a pinpoint laser pass to the 34-yard line of the Eagles with 35 seconds left, so we'll see what happens. All right, dud of the week. Who's the dud of the week? Who wants to start?
Lamar Jackson.
I would not disagree with that. The first three quarters, he did bring him back.
And it doesn't matter. I mean, the fourth quarter, he did a little bit, but it wasn't him. It was the Chargers' defense, too. So I think the Chargers' defense is fourth quarter's dud of the week and Lamar Jackson.
Dud of the week.
I got Lamar Jackson haters.
Well, I'm a dud.
Wow.
Bobby's a dud, too.
Yeah.
I have two duds of the week.
Okay.
Are you done, Trevor? I'm sorry.
No, I'm done.
Two duds of the week. The first one is Meadow Farm and Vineyard, who hosted Sean and Chloe's wedding because the toilets stopped up, backed up, and then the power went out, fried the band's equipment. So the second one is Trevor's barber and groomsman because that beard is getting so out of control, it's just itching the side of my face.
Yeah,
it's not that bad.
Trevor's got that winter growth going on.
It's winter time.
He's been on a 2-week siesta.
He's been on a 2-week siesta. He looks like Ichabod Crane. Who is that guy that fell asleep and like didn't wake up for like 100 years?
Rumpelstiltskin.
Yeah. I said Ichabod Crane. Shit, I don't know, man.
Same thing.
All right.
That's that Carolina.
All right, so before I get to my dud of the week, 15 seconds left, 3rd and 2. They're going to have to probably potentially throw the ball.
Delay a game.
It's on the 23-yard line. They're going for the gusto.
Ooh.
Well, overthrown. Just kick a field goal.
Going to kick a field goal with 10 seconds left. Attempted field goal. So let's see what happens. As they prance out there.
Let's get the block going, boys.
Philadelphia will call a timeout here to icing.
Yeah.
So my dud of the week, ESPN. I seriously want to know if ESPN owns some kind of stock or stake in Zion Williamson. I said it last week and before. He is a good basketball player, and he's going to be a pretty good NBA player. But damn, ESPN, calm down. An ESPN announcer, after Zion's 360-degree dunk last night, said it was the best dunk in the last decade. The field goal's kick, and it's good.
No, they called a timeout.
They called a timeout. Okay.
Oh, this is going to be awesome. They iced him. This is great.
I said it before. The ESPN announcer said it was the best dunk of the last decade.
In college basketball.
No, they didn't say college basketball. They said the best dunk of the last decade. ESPN announcer, Vince Carter, Kobe Bryant, Blake Griffin, Gerald Green, Aaron Gordon, Zach LaVine. Oh, yeah, there's this dude named LeBron James. Those are the ones that come to my mind. Just I didn't even have to look. Those are just ones that I rattled off that have been doing dunks and have had more ferocious dunks. They all do 360 dunks. You know, I guess the most impressive thing about the guy is he weighs 300 pounds and he's maybe dunking when he's eating donuts. Yeah. And he's probably going to be the spokesperson for Dunkin' Donuts at some point in time.
There's Dunkin' now.
But
they got rid of the donuts.
ESPN, you have got to be serious. You are hyping this guy just like you hyped LeBron James. You hit on LeBron James. And maybe you think because you hit on LeBron James, you're going to hit on Zion Williamson. Here's the kick. It's up.
It's left. It's to the left. It's to the left.
It went in.
It's short. Oh, he missed it. off of the uprights and back forward.
That's what Carolina boy gets.
He's wow.
How does why does it have to do with Carolina?
Trubisky's the quarterback.
All right.
Will Zion be a better pro than Blake Griffin?
Will Zion Williamson be a better pro than Blake Griffin? My answer to that is no.
Yes.
Yeah.
Blake Griffin can shoot.
You think he will?
I think about the same.
I think
a dunk's still only worth 2 points.
Is he better than Dwight Howard?
Oh, anybody's better than Dwight Howard.
He might be Anthony Bennett 2.0. We don't know yet.
You don't know. That's just the thing. We don't know. He's doing it against the competition he has to do it against.
Mm. Nick Foles might be good of the week.
I just don't know. We'll see. But y'all can't sway me. My dud of the week is ESPN. All right. Now, the did you really tweet that? Tate Martell mentioned earlier. Ohio State fans are giddy that Justin Fields has declared that he would transfer to school. Tate Martell, not so much. Martell, third year, sophomore quarterback, projected starting quarterback next year if Dwayne Haskins goes pro. Martell was a four-star, 2017 QB, best dual threat quarterback. Fields was the number one rated dual threat quarterback in 2018. After hearing rumors that Fields would be potentially transferring to Ohio State, Martell, not known for his being shy, he's got a great, I can't remember, it's either on Netflix, Hulu, I think it's on Netflix. They follow three quarterbacks their senior year of high school. Jake Fromm is one of them. Mm-hmm. Tate Martell's the other one. And the other kid goes to Wake Forest, and he's at Wake Forest now. He's got a hurt knee. They follow them through the season. It's a documentary. If you watch that, Tate Martell's a little brat. He's a prick in the thing. And so what I'm getting ready to tell you is totally in character for what this guy says. He tweeted out to the world, and now it's now removed from his website. Word of advice: don't swing and miss again, especially not your second time. So he's basically calling Justin Fields out, saying, "Hey, bud, if you come here, be prepared because you're gonna sit your ass on the bench." All right. Also, did you really tweet that, J.J. Watt? J.J. Watt, who's got time on his hands now because of the ass-whooping they took yesterday, he joined the Twitter trolling world after a couple of questionable calls during the Chargers-Ravens game, one involving his brother, who we all thought scored on the pass play. His tweet, "What are you looking at?" in reference to the refs. My question to J.J., would you have cared if it had been Antonio Gates catching the ball and not your brother? No, J.J. No, J.J., you wouldn't. And finally, did you really tweet that? Barstool ECU, which is a site where ECU fans talk about
ECU
things as relates to sports. After ECU men's basketball team win yesterday over Cincinnati, 73-71.
Good game.
Are we a basketball school?
Sure.
So we'll see. All right, rapid fire. Here we go. Anybody answer? Yes or no? If Lou Holtz would have stayed at NC as head coach of NC State, could they have won the national championship?
He certainly could have. He's really a great coach. Even though he said Skip was the best coach in college football.
Yes.
Yes. Yes or no? You are truly on crack cocaine, correct? Thank you.
Oh, gosh.
Better NFL player, Howie Long or his son Chris?
Howie.
More Super Bowl titles, Howie or Chris?
How many does Howie have?
I'm asking you. More Super Bowl titles. Howie.
Howie.
Howie only got one.
His son's got two.
Oh,
wow.
Leading into, name the four players that have won back-to-back Super Bowl titles with different teams, and they played in both the games. There's four of them.
Well, Chris Long was one of them.
Chris Long's one of them.
The only one I know of.
With the who? Who did he play with?
The Patriots and the Eagles.
Okay. There's three more.
God, Rodney Harrison?
Nope. There's another New England Eagles combination.
Linebacker?
Yeah, that's right.
Nope. No. Yeah. Offensive side of the ball. Running back.
Not Darren Sproles.
Nope.
No.
LeGarrette Blount.
Oh, yeah. I think I knew that.
Now, going back to the mid-90s, 49ers and Cowboys, and then Cowboys and 49ers, these other two guys. Mm. The most prolific defensive back ever to play.
Deion
Sanders. Won it in 94 with the Niners and 95 with the Cowboys. And then this player won it in 93 with the Cowboys and 94 in the Niners. His dad was a former boxer.
Oh, Ken Norton Jr.
Ken Norton Jr.
Yeah.
Those four guys have won the Super Bowl back-to-back years with different...
Wow.
That pretty impressive. Okay, moving on. Excluding water, is there anything that you could drink a gallon of without stopping and not throw up?
Beer.
Vitamin water.
You could drink a gallon of beer right now and not throw up. Douglas Snodgrass, did you hear that?
We got it.
All right, we got a challenge on next week. On next week.
Daddy Light, I think anybody could do that stuff.
Would you rather be in the Guinness Book of World Records for something, for some kind of eating accomplishment, or having the world's biggest zit on your forehead?
I'll take eating.
Probably eating.
I'll take eating.
Okay.
That's kind definitely of eating.
Ouch. All right. Sounds painful.
True or false? The bodyguard that is referred to in the Harding Kerrigan incident is none other than Tanya's cousin, Trevor. True. Okay. True or false? To say that John Gruden was slightly overpaid this season is like saying that Zion Williamson is slightly overhyped by ESPN. False. Trevor, what's your answer to that?
Every 4 seconds they call his name.
So your answer to that would be true.
True.
False.
Not slightly.
Slightly. Extremely overpaid. Yeah. Fill in the blank. Nick Saban is to college football like blank is to the NFL.
Bill Belichick.
Good answer.
Unfortunately.
Fill in the blank. Nick Saban is to college football like blank is to college basketball.
Coach K.
I knew you were going to say that. Thank you for saying that. You are so freaking dead.
John Wooden.
How did you say that? That's a great answer. John Wooden wins championships. Coach K does. Coach K has had the best talent every year.
Nick Saban has six. Coach K has five.
Yeah. But Coach...
Coach K's going to win one this year. So
you think he will?
Because then Clemson's going to lose.
But everybody thought that Coach K was going to win it last year because he had the best recruiting class last year. And the year before that.
Yeah.
Every year.
What can you say?
He reminds me of the damn field goal kicker for Chicago Bears. That's who he reminds me of.
Choke artist?
Yeah, choke artist. Trevor Lawrence, Eagles, Sunshine.
Yes.
For reference, if you haven't watched the movie, Remember the Titans... Watch the movie, Remember the Titans.
For reference, if you got to give them that example, they don't need to watch the movie.
Yeah, good point. Will any team go undefeated in the ACC regular season play?
No.
No chance.
Virginia-Duke game would be a great game.
Yeah, I think Virginia-Duke.
I don't know if they played. The thing about it is, I don't know if they played twice.
If they don't play twice, then they could.
Okay. Will any team go winless in the ACC regular season?
Pitt looks pretty bad.
Pitt is god awful.
Pitt is pretty bad. And it couldn't do me any better because it's Jeff Capel, former McDuke player and assistant coach, is their coach. I couldn't care if they win another freaking game ever as long as he's awful.
Did he play at Carolina a little bit or was that his brother?
No, his brother Jason.
Jason Capel. He was a god.
Yes. All right. Here we go. Sports predictions for 2019. Sports predictions. I want you to rate these on a scale of 1 to 10.
10 being the
best. 1 being no freaking way, and 10 being hell yes it is.
Absolutely.
All right. Sports predictions 2019. Kevin Durant goes to the Lakers as a free agent.
No.
4.
What's the number, Trevor?
Out of 5 or 10?
Out of 10.
You just said that.
Oh, 0.
6.
5.
4.
Le'Veon Bell goes to the Browns or the Jets?
3.
Yeah,
who cares?
Yeah.
I'd say 6. I think that might be a good shot. Jerry Jones fires Jason Garrett.
God, he should, but I said no.
I'd say 3.
What's the number?
2.
Tiger Woods wins another major.
-2.
6.
Trevor?
I don't know. It's golf. 0. Who cares? Okay.
Lakers fire Luke Walton and hire Phil Jackson to coach LeBron and the other free agents that are coming out. Coming to L.A.
I would say you have a better chance if the Lakers fire Luke Walton, hire LeBron James as player coach.
Tyronn Lue's coming back.
Okay.
So
what are your numbers, guys?
1.
Oh, yeah, I keep forgetting.
Okay.
Well, the first part is 0.
2.
Okay.
This is a serious one here. This is a serious one here. An all-star, so a prominent player, an all-star, in one of the top 4 sports comes out and announces that they're gay.
What are the top 4 sports? You can win soccer?
No. basketball, baseball, football, and hockey.
Over the next 12 months?
During 2019. Current all-star.
I'll see it happen.
Oh. Out of 3.
Nah.
Okay.
1.
Drew Brees announces his retirement.
If they win the Super Bowl, yes.
What's your number?
So 5.
So 5, yeah.
Tom Brady doesn't.
10. He doesn't retire.
7.
Doesn't retire. 10.
Yeah.
Zion Williamson makes an NBA team an immediate contender. Immediate contender.
2.
Contender to playoffs.
2.
An immediate contender and legit team for the NBA championship.
1.
LeBron wasn't able to do that either.
But wait a minute. He's the next coming of God, dude. Zion. I mean, there's a Zion. He's got a religion named after him.
I know.
The Zionist movement. I mean, what the fuck, man? I mean, come on. The Browns make the playoffs.
Yes, 10.
Wow. Going on a limb. It's
7.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Who was just saying about Baker having a sophomore slump? Was that you, Trevor?
No,
was
it wasn't me.
Okay.
I said he could.
Okay.
I didn't say he would.
How about this? Oakland Raiders signed Colin Kaepernick. Or Las Vegas, right? Or Las
Zero.
Vegas.
I think they might be the London Raiders.
Yeah.
Yeah, they might play in London.
They might play in London. That's one of the discussions.
Okay.
I'd say zero.
How about this? The only baseball question I'll ask because I like him. Tim Tebow reaches the majors. He's probably going to start the year out at the AAA New York Mets system.
Yeah. It's a good publicity stunt.
10.
1.
7. 10. I think someone picks him up.
1.
Sells jerseys.
1.
Okay.
Sell some jerseys.
Now, finally, after leading McDuke to another disappointing NCAA run, Coach Ratt announces his retirement.
0.
Negative 7.
Yeah,
he's
2.
He's not retiring.
Do you think they win the national championship?
No.
Yes.
0.
So you're going on record to say that McDuke is going to win the national championship. He's going on record as saying that Lamar Jackson will lead the Baltimore Ravens to the playoffs. So we got those two on record. I'm trying to figure out which one's more bullshit than the other because I really am trying to figure that one out.
Would you pick if you could pick Duke or four other teams?
Oh, I'd pick four other teams.
Okay,
absolutely.
Duke or one other team.
Well,
that's not. I mean, hell, Duke's the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, they are every year, right?
Just offer.
Okay, I would take if you give me Duke. Take Duke or the field. If you take Duke or two other teams, I take the two other teams.
What two teams?
Well, right now I take Michigan.
Michigan
and Gonzaga.
Gonzaga. What everybody forgets, Gonzaga beat Duke. McDuke. Carolina beat Gonzaga, but they're missing their top two players. They're missing the one kid, and then they're missing another kid. They're missing two of their legit players, or at least one I know. The one kid I know that's like their leading scorer. I mean.
Okay. Gonzaga's
going
to beat Carolina.
Virginia and Duke play twice this year, by the way.
Virginia and Duke play twice.
6 o'clock, so this, not this Saturday, January 19th. 6 o'clock.
Is that at Duke or at Virginia?
At Duke.
You know, Duke has yet to play a real true road game.
Yeah.
And they played the Ivy League circuit earlier on at home.
Yes,
it was a neutral site. That's not a true road game. It's a neutral site.
It's truly a road game for them.
Truly a road game for the other team, too.
Well, plus that's really their second home game.
Their second home, considering 98% of their school population is from New Jersey.
Yeah.
Like the Hartford thing. Boston used to play in Hartford sometimes. Since that's, University of New Jersey.
Yeah, so anyway. All right. So you're going on record saying Duke's going to win the national championship in basketball?
I'm going on record right now saying NC State's going to be Carolina Tuesday night.
You are. Do you want to make a bet like we bet on the football game and the field goals?
We'll take a wager.
You want to take a wager on it? I tell you what. Let's do this. Let's find out what the line is. The line has not been published. Okay. I think the line is going to be State minus 2. I think State's going to be favored by 2 points.
That'd be a pick 'em.
You think it's going to be a pick 'em? Okay.
I think so too.
All right, so we're going to go on record here, and I'm going to say Carolina beats State Tuesday night. You want to put $20 on it?
$20.
And you can give me the $20 that you never paid me, but we'll go from there.
I'll double the bet.
considering the many beers that you've bought me since that time and whatever, I think we'll call it even. How about that? Mm-hmm. All right, so the bet we have is straight up, whoever wins. Tuesday night, and you got the pack, and I got the heels.
Yep.
All right, game. Here you've heard it. It's going to be a great game. We're going to be there. I'll be sitting in the chancellor section with these guys or whatever the hell it's called. Champions Club. Gray's going to be sitting courtside, right behind Wendell Murphy. And we're going to have a hell of a time. So until then, remember tomorrow I'm posting it on Facebook, and you vote best pizza in town. Please take the time to vote. We're going to sample pizza next week, the top two vote getters, and we're going to see who the top two vote getters are, eat pizza, and it'll be the two men, a six-pack listener choice awards. That's it for tonight. Thanks, guys.